together a book that covers all aspects of any kind of music is daunting. The many authors of The Rough Guide to World Music have tried to get a grip on all the music outside of Western classical. Why? Because it's there. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
Assembling a comprehensive encyclopedia of world music is like trying to dig through a steel wall with a toothpick. It's an insane task, bound to fall short and drive everybody involved crazy. But with international media more developed than ever, it's a job that actually seems doable these days. The first edition of The Rough Guide to World Music was promising, but felt rushed and fragmentary. It would be perverse to resist the new two-volume edition, however. This is a very soccer fanatic Encyclopedia Britannica type undertaking. The first volume covers Africa, Europe, and the Middle East. The second does Latin and North America, the Caribbean, India, Asia, and the Pacific. The Rough Guide, of course, touches on countries from Uzbekistan to Melanesia and includes record guides for each. But it also profiles a smart selection of key performers, often with interviews, and it gets down nice details like the history of instruments, record stores around the world and on the internet, and lists of annual music festivals. Plus, you can find out tidbits, like why Romanians distrust folk music. The Rough Guide to World Music provides more than 1,400 pages of information that is just clearer and more useful than the competition. If you are interested in the music of just one foreign country, this book is the recommended way to branch out. There are problems. The Rough Guide to World Music is simply not a transcendent work in itself. If you have more than 100 contributors with 100 points of view, you have essentially no viewpoint. A single guiding sensibility, no matter how much it leaves out, can become a companion in a way that a collective study guide cannot. You never know what assumptions will underpin a country's description. Sometimes rock-related performers are included, sometimes not. Sometimes you get the rough guide to the Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys of the world. Also, the sheer overwhelmingness of it all might be reduced if classical and folk traditions were in separate volumes. And finally, the book shows a peculiar fixation with geography, no doubt related to its roots as a tourist helper. For example, the pop dance style known as Bhangra began in England and is still based there, but it is clearly an offshoot of Indian, not British, music. So why put the main discussion in the section with England? Likewise, the group Zap Mama may live in Belgium, but few who know their Pan-African style would look for them under Belgium. So if you're looking to buy albums instead of plane tickets, the guide can be confusing. Speaking of albums, the Rough Guide does a decent job with the conflict between best ever and best available. How can I complain that the authors don't mention enough out-of-print classics when they've already directed me to exciting new albums from Australia, India, and Greece, places I needed help? Hey, the Rough Guide to World Music may be a tour bus between covers, but it will get you where you need to go.
Milo Miles is a writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.